Hello?
Hello, my name is Liz. I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and the local community. Is this Antonio Cicilot?
Yes.
Okay, and to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Only a year and a half.
Okay, and what is your primary branch of the trade? Marble mason, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, tile setter, stone mason, mason helper, plasterer, refractory bricklayer, cement mason, restoration, or bricklayer?
Bricklayer.
Thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper?
A helper.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at a trade?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Oh, gosh. At least 4.5.
Weeks?
Months.
Months, okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, but I did have to pick up other jobs that were not in the same industry.
Okay. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union member?
Yes.
Okay. And why did you consider dropping your union membership?
Just lack of work and resources. A lack of consistency and, that's pretty the long and short of it. It was just unfortunate. We had a lot of rain this year.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same numbers as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number?
Fewer.
Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked on this past 12 months, were there a steward appointed by the union or any of them? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government privately or private?
I don't know.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I'd say about the same.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe in the next 2 or 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Okay. Well, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, or dust and air quality?
I'd say communication and language.
Thank you. Yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. For each of the following, tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing.
No.
Yes or no, okay. Political canvassing.
No.
Union organizing.
No.
Okay.
Well, no. I did do a high school job fair. Did that count?
Okay. It only out of these three: picketing, political canvassing, or union organizing.
Union organizing, because I was there with the union trying to encourage kids to join the union. So I don't know if that counts.
Okay. In the last 12 months. How often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Okay. Changing the subject in the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. Print or online newspapers, friends and neighbors, cable news, local TV news, radio or internet or social media. Which one do you use the most to get your news from?
Online newsletters.
Okay, and the next one?
The least would be
the next after this one. Friends or neighbor, cable news, local TV news, radio, internet. The second.
Oh, internet.
Okay, and then the third one.
Friends.
Okay, and then. Cable news.
Goodness.
Local TV news or radio.
I don't really listen to any of those, so in any order, really.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor union.
Personally, the environment.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of David Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about David Bacon Act?
No.
Okay. As you may know, the David Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal and elected officials support it?
Very important.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you believe that the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis Bacon Act, the Democratic or the Republican Party?
I would assume the Democrat Party.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and balances over dispute regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The United Auto Workers.
The United Auto Workers much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. What about healthcare?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. What about immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
What about the economy?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. What about foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. What about support for labor unions?
Neutral.
Okay. Thank you. And did you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling stuff?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, with the Green Party.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the election for president and other officials in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote, or chances 50-50?
I'm going to vote.
Okay. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I would still support the Green Party.
Okay. Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I'm sorry. I wouldn't vote for either.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
Better communication and more involvement on job sites.
Thank you. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of this year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be doing or working on?
Job information and awareness on opportunities for employment.
And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, text, union meetings, job site, or email?
Job site and email.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
More than four times a year.
Okay. Now, I'd like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican?
I support the Green Party. I'm registered as the Green Party. I don't identify as a Republican or a Democrat.
Okay, and do you think of yourself as closer to the Democrat or the Republican Party?
A Republican.
Okay. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
My race?
Your race.
Oh, race. I'm Italian.
Okay. Finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, may I please have your first name?
Antonio.
Okay. Thank you. That concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.